Welcome to A World of Good podcast. I'm Nate Tatman.
And I'm Andrew Gale.
And we are two friends
who love Jesus,
care about the church,
and travel the world to share stories of people who do the same.
Our conversations happen in all kinds of places.
Like a coffee shop in an airport terminal.
Or even the back of a crowded taxi.
But no matter where we go, from Argentina to Zimbabwe,
we capture stories of the good God is doing around the world.
And we hope those stories will do you a world of good. Welcome to A World of Good podcast. My name is Andrew Gale, and I am sitting in Olympic Park Hotel, which is in an area of Seoul, which is right where the Peace Gate is, which is a part of the Olympic Park, just down from Seungdong Church of God, where we've been having the Asia Pacific Conference for the last couple days. And today is our final morning of meetings. We just ate a delicious breakfast. I don't know about you guys, but I think the breakfast has been incredible.
Yes, it is.
It's been very good. The church here has done a wonderful job hosting us. This has been a great location. And we found a quiet corner where I could sit and talk to two of the women in global work that I think are doing some incredible, incredible ministry, Reverend Dorothy Colney and Reverend Shelley Nguyen. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes as we're getting ready to go and packing up. They have been very concerned with us being on time. So we're going to have to make sure we keep this podcast short enough that we don't miss the bus. Because I think the bus would leave without us if we weren't on it.
The bus will leave 9:10?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, so we still have a few minutes. But I just wanted to hear, Reverend Dorothy, we had you join us about a year and a half ago for a podcast, a live podcast we did in Denver at the convention. And you shared about, at that time, what was more recent news of the military coup that had happened the January, February prior to that. Mm-hmm. And so since we were here together, I wanted to get, for those that may have heard that, or if you haven't listened to that podcast, you're welcome to go back and listen to it. It's there. Just to get an update of where things are. Yesterday morning for the morning devotion, you shared a video that was pretty startling, I think, for people that may not be aware of what's happening. Video that showed the violence and the destruction and the terrorizing that's happened to civilian people living in Myanmar. Mm-hmm. And we knew that was happening a year ago when you shared with us. Mm-hmm. Have things changed? Does that continue to be the situation for people in Myanmar?
Yes, the junta took power in 2021.
Yes.
2021. So since then, Myanmar came, you know, so confusing, everything, education, politically, and everything, and they were controlling. But we all are, you know, very in difficult situation.
Yeah.
So people do not like their leadership. And a big strike was, you know, happened, and about a group of doctors and nurses. So they resigned from the government service.
Wow.
And they called themselves civil disobedient movement.
Wow.
So the whole country, they liked that and they joined them.
Wow.
So therefore, a big strike happened, and then maybe 90% of the people are following them.
Wow.
So even the junta took power, so they were very angry for that. And then later, it was happening in April this year.
Okay.
You know, so still happening. And then the civil war happened. So the junta and the people, civil people, were fighting each other.
Wow.
That was very sad.
Yeah.
And they were treating us like their enemies.
Mm.
And they used big arms, you know, to kill people.
Wow.
So they burned the villages and they took all their belongings and something like robbers and something. And they were killing in the village many people, something like massacre. And something like, and people have to run away, and refugees are more and more increasing.
Mm.
So those refugees are, you know, they need help so much.
Yeah.
And so in that way, now in Yangon also, we can hear shooting here and there, and bomb blasting, something like that. And even before we left Yangon, there was a bomb blast in the prison, big prison in Saint Yangon.
So just before you came here to Seoul?
Yeah, just before. Wow. Yeah. About how much died? Eight people.
Eight people died.
Wow.
Yes. It was, they said that it was blast from the parcel, something like that.
Oh, yeah, from like a mail, something that was mailed?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So something like that. So the country is, you know, not very in a bad situation. All people are always, we were threatened and caring and it's very bad for us, you know.
And I know when we talked last time, you said that, I mean, you were even concerned to go out on the streets because civilians were being attacked. Is that still the case? Are you able to get out, or do you still feel very confined to where you live and the church?
Yes, yes, still that is happening, you know. They are killing even the pregnant women or old people or children or, you know, they were killing everybody.
Wow.
So we cannot go out on the street. Yeah. It's very, very threatening, and we're scared, and we don't know where to run away.
Yeah.
You know, no place to run away.
And if you run away, you're not able to support the community there.
Yeah.
That's so important.
Yes. So we are with our people, church members, and then by His grace, we are safe now.
Yeah.
Only two people we lost during this time in COVID. One of our faithful members and also one of our churches in Pyeongluin, Pastor Robin.
Okay.
Yes, my brother.
Oh.
So he died.
To US,
Oh.
Oh, yes. The church at the crossing.
Oh, yes.
You know,
oh,
big guy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yes. So he died with COVID-19.
During COVID, one of the things that was most complicated when people passed away is they weren't able to grieve the same way they would because of restrictions. Mm. Do you feel like you were able to grieve the passing of these members of your church, or was that difficult during COVID as well? I mean, being in a place that feels unsafe, I feel like that would be very difficult to be able to really grieve that loss.
It was a very sad thing that we cannot make a funeral service for him.
Oh, you couldn't?
They came and the next morning they came and took the body away. And they just cremated. So only one or two members can go, and if a pastor, we can. So we cannot have a funeral, Christian funeral.
I think that's been one of the most difficult things during COVID is some of those really important practices that we do were interrupted, and then we miss those opportunities.
Yeah. We ask for that, you know. He's a pastor, and we want to make his funeral as a Christian pastor, and it was not allowed.
Wow.
So they just took the body, and so my brother, Loma, who is with me, he very sad that, he said that, why not you ask permission to have a funeral service? And they didn't listen to us.
Wow. Mm. Now, Reverend Dorothy, Reverend Shelley, are you at the same church or at different churches?
The same.
The same church. Okay. Mm-hmm. So could you tell me some about the church? How many people are a part of the church? When do you guys meet? What's a church service like? I just love, you know, in the United States, we have a very specific way of doing church. And sometimes in our mind, we think everybody does it the way we do, but they don't. So I'd love to hear, you know, what's church like for you?
Yes. Since then, you know, because of the COVID-19 and also then because of the junta.
Yeah.
So we cannot have a church meeting. Mm. So people cannot come. And because of that, disasters, and also because the junta, they didn't like that people coming together and having service or something like that. To them, that is another meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So something organizing people or something.
Yeah.
So we cannot have Sunday service at the church. So we are doing since last year in our home. Okay. And then we use Zoom for mm-hmm. church meeting.
Okay.
And then they can come and we have a Zoom church service.
Okay.
And also some of our members, they are having their worship service at their home.
Okay.
So in Shelley's home, a group of people are meeting. And then I'm living at the church
yes.
compound and I'm leading another group of people. So, and another members are having worship service in their home. And then they sent their donation
okay.
to the church. Or so, yes. Oh, wow. So something like that. But donation has become very low.
Yeah, of course.
As so, you know.
Yeah, of course. So you're all part of one church, but you're meeting in kind of different locations
yes.
in smaller groups. That's really yeah. beautiful that you're able to do that.
Yeah.
But also sad that you're not able to connect yeah. as a yeah. whole church
yes,
body.
Yes.
Yeah,
the church members, they wanted to come to the church worship service, but unfortunately, we cannot gather together.
Yeah.
So whenever the last time we met together, they are very happy. Yeah. Wow, we missed the church
yes.
service. We missed the church service. They yeah. are talking about that. Yeah, we said that we wanted to gather again like yeah. that, but we cannot do that. But
yeah.
God will, yeah.
We are thinking about, you know, to have a big group, but it cannot be.
Yeah. So, well, those are important moments. Your Christmas, yeah, Easter, those yeah. are times you want to bring everyone
yeah,
together. And so
yes,
when you
the children of promise and all our Sunday school children,
yeah,
they are expecting, you know, a happy time.
So, Shelley, can I ask you, when you meet at your home for a church service, what does that look like? Is it reading the Bible together? Is there singing?
Yep.
You guys did a beautiful song last
yeah.
night. Thank you for sharing that. I actually got video of it. Maybe I'll try to post it with the podcast somehow. But you did a wonderful job sharing and singing. So obviously singing is something that
yes,
you
we are
love
singing.
To do.
Yeah, we are singing and we are praying together and we give the testimony and we preaching like the church. We collect the
yeah.
donation yeah. offerings like the church we doing. This, yeah.
That's wonderful. And when you sing songs, are they like hymns or are they traditional songs in what language do you sing in? I'd love to just know, like, what does that look like? What does a worship service look like?
We sing the hymn, also the praise and worship song.
Yeah.
We use it in Burmese language.
Okay.
Yeah. Most of them understand it. They know only the Burmese language.
Okay. So Myanmar has a number of different languages.
Yes.
Your specific tribal group speaks what language?
So Burmese only.
Oh, we don't Burmese. Have, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We only use the Burmese
okay.
language.
Great.
So we are very enjoying. So what happened is after service, we are talking and then they don't want to go home right away. We eat together.
Yeah, so a meal is really important.
Yes.
Do you do that almost every time you gather together?
Yeah,
a meal.
Yeah, my niece and nephew, they are cook for their lunch
okay.
every week.
Are they good cooks? Do you
yeah,
enjoy them?
Yeah.
So what would be a normal meal if you were to eat together?
Rice and okay. vegetables and the meat, curry.
Okay.
Yes.
Curry,
yeah.
okay.
A soup, something like that, yeah.
That sounds very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So you are both female pastors in
yes.
Myanmar. Is that common to have female pastors in Myanmar?
Not very common.
Yes, some of the denomination, they're not allowed.
They're not allowed, okay.
Yeah, but for Church of God, it's okay.
That's wonderful.
And yeah.
I love that there are female pastors. I think that, especially in times of chaos, to have leaders that bring calm, and I think that's so, so valuable. And so I'm so grateful that you're leading. When did you feel a call to ministry? How did you feel called to go and serve the church?
As for me, after I graduated from the university, and then I was involving in the Campus Crusade for Christ ministry. And then I had a call from the Lord,
yeah.
from the Bible, you know, 1 Peter 2:21. Mm. And you are called to follow his steps.
Mm.
So that was called me that
yeah.
I'm, yes. though I have to be suffer a lot. So,
yeah.
So then I joined the ministry.
Okay.
And then after Campus Crusade for Christ 10 years, and we joined the Church of God.
Wow.
So we started the Church of God ministry. So now Church of God ministry is 38 years.
Wow, in Myanmar.
Yes, in Myanmar.
Wow.
Myanmar. So I was ordained in 1996 as a pastor. Kanimoto.
Yes.
Yes. He read about
Reverend Kanimoto from Japan, who's one of the leaders here. For those that don't know, one of the leaders of the Asia Pacific Conference, he just stepped down as the chairman.
So I was ordained in the conference in Manila.
Oh wow.
Philippines. The Church of God conference. I was ordained as a pastor.
So you were ordained by the Asia Pacific Church of God Conference rather than just in Myanmar. I mean, you were, it was a regional ordination. Wow, very cool. Because that was, were you the first ordained Church of God pastor then in Myanmar?
Yes, as a woman.
Yeah. So you started that.
Mm. Wow. Well, before me, Pastor Matthew, Shelley's father.
Okay, yes. The first female.
He was ordained by Sidney Johnson.
Okay.
And then, I was ordained in 1996.
Wow. Have you ever felt any resistance to being a female pastor?
No. Myanmar culture is, they respect teachers very much.
Yeah.
They respect teachers very much, preacher, female or male, That's why I have not very much, opposition or something like that.
That's great.
That is our culture is very good. And I thank the Lord that, so I have no problem.
Yeah. Please teach us that.
Yes. So even men or women, they are all, obedient to us and they are following our leadership.
Yeah.
That is very good. That is our culture. Also, one thing, it's easy to lead our people.
Mm. Yeah. So Shelley, tell me about your call. When did you feel called to ministry?
I was in university. I'm doing my business. Okay. I did my business. It was jewelry, selling the jewelries.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, in our family, my father was praying for that.
Yeah.
At least one child have to be
in the
ministry. He was praying like that. And then I finished my university. Shelley, do you want to go to the Philippines and study in the Bible school?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I suddenly said that, yes.
Yeah.
So, and then I went to the seminary in Manila.
Okay.
And then I was staying with the Pastor Barai.
Yes.
The family. And then I studied in Makati.
Okay.
And then I finished my Master of Divinity. And then I go back to Myanmar, and then my father asked me, do you want to try? So right away, it's a God call me in his ministry.
Yeah.
So right away, I answered my father, yes, I will.
Wow.
So for that happened, I into the ministry 2001.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for over 20 years then?
21 years.
Wow.
Yeah, in ministry. So since that time, I doing the ministry in the ministry and until now, God called me and then preaching every week.
Wow!
And sometimes teaching in the women group.
Yeah,
I was teaching. I'm always teaching.
Yeah,
and then we have a women ministry also.
Yeah.
So you group.
Wow! You do it all.
Yes. The youth are very love to us.
Yeah.
Whenever we go, teachers, we want to go with you. And always, they are very close to us, like something like this.
So you studied in the Philippines. I think that's really fascinating that, you actually studied in a cross-cultural setting, a different culture than your own.
Yes, yes.
Did that impact the way that you approach ministry? And both of you have traveled a lot too. You're both people that have seen the world.
Yeah.
How does that impact the way that you engage with the church?
The first the first time I separated from my family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When you went to Manila, it was the first time you had left Myanmar.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's really difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very change and very difficult for me to, when I wake up, oh, I'm not in home.
Yeah, different food.
Yeah, different food and then different people and different location. So I miss
you
that.
You learned English, obviously, in Myanmar. So when you went to the Philippines, you spoke English there as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that the language...
Yeah, the language is a little bit different.
Yes.
Because we are using the British language, the American language. But the pronouns are a little bit...
Okay.
It's very strange for me. Sometimes they are not, the way they talk is, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But I try to learn from their English. So later on, but you know, God, the way, when the God called me for his ministry, I really happy for that.
Yeah.
Even though I have a lot of difficulties in stay in the Philippines, but I ask the Lord, you give me, you are strange, you are, encourage, you are peace, you are love. So God give me that kind of situation. So I finished my master in divinity in 3 years.
Wow.
And then I taught missionary training 6 months and I came back to Myanmar. So it's really good prepare for my ministry.
Yeah, I think when you go into a different culture, you're risking, right?
Yes,
But you also have to trust then.
Yeah.
And I think that trust in God can be something that you can be reminded of that as you go on. You know, I remember when I was in, you know, this place and when I felt alone and lost and God was still there for me.
Yeah.
And then that can be something that you carry with you, you know, as you come back to, I think that's really, really beautiful. And unless we take those risks, we don't often have those experiences.
Yes. Yeah, especially in the morning. I was staying at the dormitory. They have a sign. I never do in my house, like the whole compound, we have to clean up. In the morning, I need to clean up. Yeah. Otherwise, I feel my exam. Yeah.
So there are some rules that you have to follow being a part of that community.
Yeah. It's 1 week. The other week, we have to wash the dishes. But only 2 months, 3 months after that, I'm enjoying it.
Dorothy, you've been all over the world as well. You've really been able to see the global church and see how the church is working around the world. Mm. What has been some of your experiences as you've seen the church around the world and that you could share with us of what that was like?
I learned many things from the churches, Church of God, you know. And I love the Church of God very much, you know. And we choose Church of God for our church work. And then the more I am attending the global, you know, gathering and conferences, Church of God, you know.
Yeah.
I like more and more Church of God people.
Yeah.
They are, you know, they are very good-hearted and very dedicated and they love the Lord very much. Good people. We are among the good people.
Yeah.
So I learned that. And the church are working and the way they are doing, not the same in Myanmar, but we learn many things and we adapt it at our church. But we cannot adapt it all the things.
Yeah.
But do good things for our Myanmar.
Yeah.
And so that is I learn many things from people, the Church of God people, and also the churches. And also the churches are, I saw that Church of God people are helping us a lot.
Mm.
Even the church at the crossing.
Yeah. Yes.
Your church helped us a lot, you know. About 100 children of promise, you know.
Yeah.
Your church is sponsoring. And also your church helped us for the fans in the church in Mimiu.
Yeah.
So the pastor, where my brother was pastoring there, and now he went home.
Yes.
He went home. And now the building for the fence is very good, and you know, the church building is very good and safe. And now, so how much they are helping us in everything. So our church is much growing, and we can do many things, something evangelism or church works, and also, but still we need you know, we need to have a Bible school. Mm. And one thing I have in my mind that I want to start a, you know, elementary school.
Oh, wow, yeah.
For the children. Now our children have, you know, they cannot go to school. Mm. More than 2 years.
Yeah.
Yes, that was
so
very
sad. So kids are not going to school in your community?
No. So the junta, they opened the schools and let them, students, come to the school. But many of the parents and people and even the children, they don't want to attend their school, you know. We don't know what they will teach them.
Yeah.
So children, they said that we will attend the school when Mommy Sue comes back. So something like that.
Yeah.
So now a Christian group, one group is, they are having a school named Promise. And that is a Christian school.
Yeah.
And all the teachers Christian. Wow. And when they were teaching the children very good, you know, or teaching the Bible and English Bible, King James. So her
granddaughter
is attending there. Wow. And they can read the King James Bible now. And then also they can recite it, you know, a long verses. Sometimes they has to recite it 12 verses, 16 verses. And then the day they were given that those verses, you know, they can immediately can recite it. Wow. Something like that. Now her granddaughter, she was very progressing and using English all the time at home. Oh, okay. And she got many rewards, no? Yeah. Many rewards.
So she
got honor every year.
Wow.
Now she's a grade 4.
Yeah.
And then she got every year, she got the honor.
Wow.
And she recites 12 chapters a year.
Wow.
So she speaks English very well.
Yeah.
Now it's only...
She may follow in your footsteps as a pastor someday.
Yeah. So like now she's 8 years. She speaks English very well.
Wow.
And then my niece teaching her, are you going to be a missionary or are you going to be a pastor? She said that, no, I want to be a jurist.
Well, you started doing jewelry.
Yeah,
summer,
yeah,
you
know, yeah,
so
yeah.
God will lead her.
So every time when she saw this, like the storms, she asked me, she called me PP, it's a grammar. PP, this is what stone? No, it's just stone. No jewelry.
Not something to make a ring out of.
There's no gems. This is just stones. She look at the, she found, she looking for the stones, and then she asked me, PP, what's the, this one is a gems? I said, no, it's not gems. It's just stone.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, I think we're going to have to get going on the bus. But I have one more question for you. How can we be praying for the church in Myanmar, for you, for the ministry? How can we be lifting you up in prayer?
Please pray for Myanmar, you know, Myanmar, that we have justice and also
peace.
Yeah.
Peace.
And also the education.
We need, yes.
Economics.
Yeah.
So new Myanmar. We need new Myanmar.
A new Myanmar.
Yes.
That will be our prayer.
The old Myanmar is so bad. So bad. Yes.
Yeah.
And also in my mind that I wanted to establish or something, the elementary school.
Mm, yes. Because, we'll be praying for that.
Yes. Her sisters and her nieces, they are ready to help us because they got their degree.
Oh, wow.
Early child education.
Wow.
Yes. So something like that. So we can train our children, yeah, you know, in our school. So please pray for that.
We will be praying for that.
Yeah.
Reverend Dorothy, Reverend Shelley, thank you so much for sharing this morning, for taking a little bit of time when you could have been enjoying more breakfast and coffee. And thanks for coming and sitting with me and having a conversation. I really appreciate it.
Yes, we also. It's our pleasure. God bless.
Thanks for listening to A World of Good. A World of Good is a podcast production of Global Strategy and Church of God Ministries. Our theme song is Colorado by Leo Flores. If you want to join the conversation, visit us at Twitter, at A World of Good Pod, on Instagram, A World of Good Podcast, or visit our website, chogglobal.org/A World of Good. And join us next time as we share more stories of good from around the world.